coming up on All Access.
Tonight, Jacoby Brissett, the rookie from North Carolina State, is about to become the second starting quarterback in the last 3 weeks. He's going to run. Get it into the Jacoby. Cut at the five.
He's going to
make a hit. Diving for a touchdown. Patriots.
Leading you to a 10-point lead at home.
The game plan is working. Let's stay with it.
It truly is a one-game season. The only thing that's guaranteed to us is that we're hosting a game here on Saturday night. That's it. There are no other guarantees beyond that.
I got a great bunch of guys. That's a lot of fun to go be in that room with those guys.
But the players worked hard. I thought we got better as a team. We worked on things we need to work on. And I think we're ready to go this week on Houston.
That's when the Patriots can write the next chapter in a season they hope will end in a championship. You're looking live at Gillette Stadium, where tomorrow the Texans invade Foxborough, representing the city where the Patriots hope to go and win a Super Bowl. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton, coming to you live from CBS Scene. The best record in football earned the Patriots a week off. Tom Brady says it's not the bye week, it's the get-ahead week. Miranda Mason reports the Patriots didn't play a game, but that certainly didn't stop their preparation.
He wraps him up, and he takes him down by the shirt tail.
On a Thursday night in September, the Houston Texans came to Foxborough, intent to knock off a 2-0 Patriots squad, starting a third-string rookie quarterback.
Diving for a touchdown! Patriots!
Now the stage is set for a divisional round playoff. Location and teams, the same. Circumstances, however, couldn't be more different. Brady will play the Texans for the first time this season with everything on the line. And he's pitted against a defense that has developed into the league's best.
We're going to have to play well for 60 minutes. I think that's, you know, what it comes down to for this game. It's, you know, there's going to be plays that we don't make. There's going to be plays that we make. And I think we just have to stay consistent for, you know, the entire game.
Danny Amendola, who returned to practice during the Patriots' bye week after suffering an injury against the Rams, is expected to be available for the Patriots on Saturday.
I feel good. I feel good today and, getting ready for tomorrow. Only thing I've been focused on the past 4 or 5 weeks is to get as healthy as possible and be available for whatever the coach wants me to do.
Amendola's return comes as a welcome boost to the Patriots' receiving core, as it's expected that Malcolm Mitchell, who practiced in a limited capacity this week, will not suit up on Saturday. And while the eyes of Patriots fans are wide with the possibilities to come, the locker room remains grounded and focused, knowing all too well it's a one-game season.
You know, you try to go out and play every game like it's your last, but, you know, playoffs is a little bit different. Playoffs are playoffs. It's when I go home, so, you know, just continue to live the Patriot way.
You got to earn the right to come back to work next week, and that means putting in everything you have this week and then get out there on game day and finding a way to win.
LeGarrette Blount also missed 2 days of practice this week due to an illness, but he did return today and was officially removed from the injury report, so good news there. We should see him suited up tomorrow. Malcolm Mitchell, however, was officially listed as questionable for Saturday's game. For Patriots All Access, I'm Miranda Mason. Steve, back to you.
All right, Miranda, thank you very much. Joining me now is Bob Soucy, who'll be calling the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Tell me why this could be a game tomorrow.
Well, Steve, I'll put my mindset along those of the Houston Texans,
okay,
what they're thinking going into this game.
Mm-hmm.
They got to figure, we're not going to turn the ball over twice on kickoff returns to give the Patriots short fields at the 22 and 21, two gimme touchdowns. They came away from the Oakland game last week in the wild card round, +3 in the turnover margin, 3 interceptions, and 3 sacks. They got to get pressure on Tom Brady. Jadeveon Clowney last year in Houston had 2 sacks of the Patriots quarterback. They got to play a clean game. And also, Houston has to take some chances. Generally speaking, working this year, Bill O'Brien has played it tight to the vest,
right,
as he did in week three. I think they got to open it up a little bit, maybe some gadget plays, try to strike quickly with something out of the ordinary for them, take some chances, maybe going for it a little bit more on fourth and short, etc.
Josh McDaniels talked about how good the Houston defense is. They have created turnovers. They've come up with interceptions. Is that going to be a problem for Tom Brady tomorrow?
Well, Tom Brady has gone against number one defenses on a regular basis,
right,
and excelled against them. And I think the thing that really bodes well for the Patriots in this game going in, despite how well Houston's defense has played, in every facet really from the midseason point on, is the fact that the Patriots have quality depth. They're deep at wide receiver. They're healthy there. In the backfield, LeGarrette Blount looks like he's going to be able to play despite missing some practice this week. He rushed for over 100 yards in the first meeting of these teams. And beyond that, you've got a guy like Deion Lewis who can catch the ball, who can run the ball, a solid offensive line. You throw James White into the mix out of the backfield. They've got a lot of different ways to attack the Texans,
right,
and counter punch Houston, so to speak, based on what Romeo Crennel is going to try to do to the New England offense.
How psyched are you to call the game tomorrow?
Always pumped, Steve.
All right, my friend.
Very excited.
Thanks for coming on with us. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access live from the CBS scene here in Foxborough right after this. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with Bill Belichick on the eve of the divisional round.
We got to put everything we have into this one, and hopefully we'll play our best football, coach our best football on Saturday night.
And later, meet the Patriots running backs.
We just compete, make each other better, and have fun and try and get W's.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting divisional round tidbit. This season marks the seventh straight year the Patriots will host a divisional round game. They are 5-1 in those games with an average margin of victory of 16 points. One of those wins was against the Houston Texans in 2012. Their only loss? A 28-21 defeat to the New York Jets in the 2010 divisional round.
Is this Stevie?
Welcome back to this playoff edition of Patriots All Access. We're coming to you live from CBS scene. They were undefeated on the road, but the Patriots are one of four remaining teams that have lost two games on their home field this season. This is the first time Tom Brady will face the Texans this season. We all remember what happened back in week three when the Patriots shut out the Texans 27-0. That was a Thursday night game. Bill Belichick says neither team is the same. Here's Scott Zolak with the coach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, before we get into the game Saturday night against the Houston Texans, how was the bye week? You know, did you guys accomplish a lot? I know you were in 4 days last week.
Yeah, good. I thought the players worked hard. I thought we got better as a team. We worked on things we need to work on, and I think we're ready to go this week on Houston.
You know, I know it's a brand-new game, and when it kicks off, you know, that's what's going to matter. But you played these guys in week three. You handled them pretty easily. Is that, whatever happened in that game, is that immaterial as to what's going to transpire on Saturday evening?
Yeah, I don't think that has too much to do with this game. There's so many things that are different, and it doesn't matter. I mean, look, there's some of the matchups are there, but there's plenty that are different, and I'm sure they'll change some things. We'll change some things, and the environment will be different, so we'll just, you know, deal with what we get this time.
You talk about matchups. One guy they didn't have, Dwayne Brown. How important is it to what they do to have this guy there ready for them?
Oh, he's one of the top left tackles in the league. He's big. He's athletic. He does an excellent job in pass protection. He's a strong run blocker. He's certainly helped the running game. He can cover up defenders, especially some of the defensive ends to help, Miller and the run backs get outside. So Grimes, Blue, you know, help him on those outside runs. So he's an outstanding player. He's one of the best tackles in the league.
You know, as far as outside noise, I know you don't care what's being said outside noise, outside the program, but is this as important a time to concentrate and focus internally as to what's going on? You know, who's picking?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a one game season. I mean, there's no other game to worry about here. We just, you know, this is it. One team's going to be eliminated after this weekend. So, we got to put everything we have into this one, and hopefully we'll play our best football, coach our best football on Saturday night.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Mike in Canton. Wants to ask about trick plays. I mean, remember back to the divisional round, you guys pulled one out with Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman. It's one thing to practice your own. How do you prepare yourself for your opponent as far as, hey, like you said, this is one game season. They're going to unload the kitchen sink on you. Is there any Adams drop a couple for you guys upstairs?
Yeah. I think it's just kind of an awareness and staying on your toes on that. But there are a lot of different trick plays out there. And so, you know, I don't think you have time to practice, you know, 10 or 12 of them every week. And the chances of you getting them are pretty slim, whereas there are a lot of plays that you know you're going to see. But at the same time, you want to have an awareness and not give up an easy play just, you know, because you're not sure of your responsibilities or something you haven't seen before. So we try to, a lot of those we see on film, we see them every week, and even though we don't practice all of them, we see the team's plays that they've run before, and then over a period of time, you know, multiple weeks, the accumulation of, well, we've seen this play, this is how we'd handle this one, we've seen this play, this is how we'd handle that one, you kind of catch it that way. But that's a good question, yeah. And it's something we got to balance. You want to practice those at some point, but you know, you got a lot of other things to cover, too.
If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. What are we going to take a look at? A couple defensive players?
Yeah, we'll see some of that Houston defense.
All right, Coach, we'll do that, and we'll see you later in the show.
And that's a really good answer by Coach Belichick on trick plays, Steve. You remember that divisional round game with Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman. That's how they overcame two 14-point deficits. But I'm telling you, this is about coaching here. Bill Belichick had Romeo Crennel, as I did for 5 years. Billy O'Brien, obviously, offensive coordinator back in the Super Bowl in Indy. George Godsey, Larry Izzo. More importantly, guys like Mike Vrabel. There's no way this Houston coaching staff is going to come here in here the way they did in Week 3. It pretty much roll out the same type of game plan that they had in Week 3.
I'm watching Bill Belichick.
Or else I don't know those guys.
I'm watching Bill Belichick talk to you. He's got his game face on. Do you think those players in that locker room get how important that, you know, this week is?
Right.
And do you think they have that same game face?
Pretty good sense about Coach and how he acts these type of weeks.
Right.
You even do, you know, we do this thing once a week.
Right.
If you sense that, if I sense that, imagine what the 53 individuals in that locker room sense. One more, #one more, that's the saying. And Tom Brady has said it all week. They've only earned the opportunity to play this week. For them to go out and get 70 more plays, they got to win tomorrow night at 8:15.
The Patriots average 27 points a game. Houston has never scored more than 27 points a game. How do they score enough points to beat the Patriots?
Systematic failure. Systematic failure meaning fumble on a kickoff, setting them up the way Houston did with Jacoby Brissett in Week 3 at the 21, at the 22-yard line. Short fields, strip sack like the Baltimore Ravens had, a wild card weekend a couple years ago where Matt Light was the backside tackle. That was a Ray Rice game, backside first play, 80 yards out the gate. That type of systematic failure where Houston may get up 10 points right before halftime, then he said, hey, we got a ball game. I don't think we're going to have any sort of a ball game tomorrow.
Who has more of an advantage right now, Houston or the Patriots, as far as knowing each other going into a game like this?
You could say this team, institutional knowledge, all that. You have all your depth. You have all your health. You did everything you could in December to become the number one seed. If you don't go out and hammer this team tomorrow, then we got some issues around here.
So you're expecting a big-time blowout?
Yeah, I think it'll be over by halftime.
We shall
call
see.
Call like I see it, bro.
All right, call like I see it.
See, I can't wait, Scott, for tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. And you're psyched to call the game. Have fun tomorrow.
I will. You know I will.
All right, we'll be back for more Patriots All Access right after this, talking to special teams captain Matthew Slater. Who's more special than that? Stay with us.
Jacoby Brissett, the rookie from North Carolina State, is about to become the second starting quarterback in the last 3 weeks due to the injury of Jimmy Garoppolo. He wraps him up, and he takes him down by the shirt tail. A one-handed sack by Jabal Sheard.
All right, good drive right there. That's the way to stand up.
Ten points.
Gostkowski kicks off. Another fumble.
They got it.
Second of the night on a kickoff return by the Texans. Blunt diving to the goal line. And beyond. Another give to LeGarrett. Across the 40 to the 35. 30. He breaks away.
This place is absolutely electric. Imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow. Welcome back to the CBS scene. You're watching Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton, and we are coming to you live. What a night. The place is festive. We cannot wait to bring you the game tomorrow night. Have the Patriots ever had anyone better on special teams than Matthew Slater? Think about this. He's a first-team All-Pro for his fourth consecutive year. His dad, Jackie Slater, NFL Hall of Famer that played for the Rams. Together, a father-son combination, the best in the history of the National Football League. But I found out that he inherited more from his dad than just his football talent.
Do you realize this will be your 15th playoff game? You, personally, 15?
Man, I guess I'm getting up there in age, but... Wow, it's really what a blessing it's been to be a part of an organization like this. All the success that we've been able to have over the years, it's been something that I've really been lucky to be a part of, and I consider it a gift. So I'm thankful for it, and hopefully we can keep it going.
I want to go back in time again to your third year when you guys went 14-2. You beat the Jets earlier, then you lost to the Jets in the playoffs. Does that memory ever go away?
No, not at all. You know, being a younger player then, I viewed things a little bit differently. You know, I think I had a lot of confidence in that team, thinking, well, you know, we had beat a lot of the teams left in the playoffs. I just assumed that, hey, it's a formality, and nothing's a formality in this league. Mm-hmm. And that was a tough lesson to learn as a young player. So we know that this is going to be a totally different game. The game in week three has no bearing on what we do on Saturday. We have to play well and execute on Saturday, and that's all that matters.
You as a captain, do you feel like you have to say anything to the team this week?
You know, I pick and choose my spots. There's a thin line between being tight and, and between having a great sense of urgency, and I think we need to walk that line. We don't want to play tight, but we also want to play with great urgency, so... I'll pick and choose my spots here and there, and we'll see how it goes.
Does the phrase, it's a one-game season, have to be reinforced? Do you think the guys in that locker room get coming up?
I think Coach Belichick has really done a great job of getting that message through the ranks. We know it truly is a one-game season. The only thing that's guaranteed to us is that we're hosting a game here on Saturday night. That's it. There are no other guarantees beyond that. So we have two more chances to practice. And we have one more chance to play, and we'll see where that gets us.
By now, everybody's seen the video of you receiving the Bart Starr Award.
I'm so happy.
That got such a positive response. Your reaction to the reaction. Are you surprised that it blew up the way it did?
I am a little bit. You know, it's very humbling. You know, people have been so kind to me over the last couple of weeks and congratulating me. My teammates... have been so kind to me as well. It's really meant a lot to me that Mr. Kraft, Coach Belichick, the list goes on. So I really am humbled by the reception that that's had. I'm thankful for all the support that I have in my life. Obviously, my wife and my son, my parents and my brother. But, you know, beyond that, it's really been humbling.
15th playoff game.
Man. Let's keep it going.
Absolutely. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not sure if there's anybody more respected, not only on the Patriots team, but around the entire National Football League than Matthew Slater. Total class. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access live from CBS Scene right after this. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access, Coach Belichick spotlights the league's number one defense on the Belistrator.
Here he is against the Colts, coming off the edge, and you see he catches the edge here on Allen. Not only a sack, but strip sack, turnover.
But first, we introduce you to a very close-knit Patriots running back group.
A lot of people ask us why we're so tight, or why are you not upset at this person playing, that person playing. To us, it don't matter.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. We're coming to you from CBS Scene. Decimated by injuries a year ago, the Patriots running game was 30th. Think about that, 30th in the NFL. This year, they are 7th. That group of five is led by running backs coach Ivan Fears. And after 20 years with the Patriots, Fears knows old school camaraderie is the best way to succeed.
I love them. That's the key. I got a great bunch of guys. That's a lot of fun to go be in that room with those guys.
A lot of people ask us why we're so tight, or why you're not upset at this person playing, that person playing. To us, it don't matter. At the end of the day, it's about the W. And that's what makes this group special.
Do you see a guy make a big run? Deion wants to make a big run. I see him make a big catch. I want to make a big catch. We just compete, make each other better, and have fun and try and get W's.
Just seeing them set the standard and just how hard they work, I mean, they kind of showed me the way.
You can't be here and be selfish. You're not going to be happy.
I mean, I ask James meetings every questions all the time in meetings. It's dumb questions, too. Yo, something I already know. I just like to hear it a lot, so I'm always asking him questions, LG. I'm always around him, so you know, we got a close group.
Brandon is my one guy who keeps the ship going in the right direction for me. And, of course, Deion is... It's Deion. You know, they get on him more than anybody. James is my professor. He's my genius. He knows everything. He's the dad. He's like the big dog.
Eyes defends you guys to the end, which is what you want in a coach.
Exactly. Awesome. And that's why we feel the way we feel about him.
You definitely have our back, though.
Yeah, for sure.
He always have our back. He hold us down for sure. I've been on some other teams. And
it's not always like that.
It's not always like that. He cares a lot about his players.
Tell me the problems you see. I'll handle it. But I want them loose and goose on the field. I want them going out there making plays for me. And they have to.
As much as we talk about Ivan and laugh at him, like they all said, he keep the same intense level, but he not ever going to change who he is. He's always going to speak his mind. If he feels some way about you or towards you, about something that's going on, he going to come to you first and tell you. And if he feels it's something that everybody need to know, he going to let our group know so our group can address it.
I don't want to be up and down. Hey, this is who I am. Whether it's good or bad, this is who we are. That's it.
I got something to say to you, I'll tell you.
He going to get on us now. No, he going to do his job, but at the same time,
he ain't going to let nobody
else.
He's
not going to overdo it.
I got him.
That's what he's going to say.
I got him. I'm going to talk to him. I got him.
Just tell him the truth. Hey, you screwed up. You know, that was a bad read. You can't put the ball on the ground. you know how bad that is for us. It's stuff like that. And just reminders.
You appreciate that a lot.
That goes a long way in this game.
A long way.
It makes you want to come to work. You enjoy coming. You enjoy being means with him. It just makes it easier. It makes your days a lot easier when you respect your coach and you know he got your back and you got his.
Nice by both of you. Nice by both of you.
Fast doesn't mean anything. You know, you're coming into a new year. You're coming into, you know, a new playoffs.
You don't get rid of the pressure. You manage it. You manage it by doing the work.
We just want to work hard. We know the intensity is going to be real high.
This is a team that has a lot of history, and I'm excited to be a part of this year and do whatever I can do and contribute.
This is what you play for. This is why you play football, you know, playoffs, championship games. So I just want to go home, and I'm excited, and I'll be ready to go.
Next game's not given. You got to earn it by winning.
Hey!
Did you make a play in the NFL? Yes. We deserve our little moment. I'm not going to get out there with him.
Like, years past since I've been here, it always a running back score. Everybody, we all go do back bump. And then last year, Deion was already hurt. Then my guy go out. And me and James, well, us three, we had one. We was like, yeah, we're going to do this and this and this. Well, me and James went to go do it, and we had a miscommunication, so James went flying, like, over my head. So it looked bad on TV. And so we was like, all right, you know what, we just gonna cheer up, come dap you up. And then this season, we kind of came together and was like, look, we always had something, we need to do something.
As long as it's within the rules, no penalties, I'm very happy. Very happy for him.
We don't choreograph anything. I don't know a choreographer. We all play football.
Truly old school, that's the way I'll put it. That's a long ways away from me.
My son look for it every time. Every time I come home, he's like, look, Daddy, I can do it too. You know?
Oh, do those guys know how to have fun, don't they? After watching that piece, you get the feeling Ivan Fierce loves the players, and the group of five certainly love him. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us. Second time the Pats and Texans will face each other in the postseason, and no coaching staff in the NFL knows the Patriots better than Houston. Think about this. Head coach Bill O'Brien is one of five coaches who's either worked with or played for Bill Belichick. Yet, Dan Roach reports that the Houston Texans, they respect the Patriots, but they're certainly not going to roll over for them.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
Oslo trying to run to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston.
They're riding the high of their wild card playoff win over the Raiders last week.
For Houston, it's on to next weekend.
And next up, a massive undertaking. The 14-2 Patriots, a team that they were shut out by in week three with third-string quarterback Jacoby Brissett at the helm, a team they're 1-7 against all time, and a team that the wise guys in Vegas have installed as a 16-point favorite.
It's okay. We're called the underdogs. I mean, kind of like it. Definitely get to shock a whole lot of people. So we're looking forward to that.
One player that knows how to beat New England is quarterback Brock Osweiler, who did it with Denver last season and is coming off a solid game on Saturday.
You can't have any turnovers. If you have turnovers, you know, you're giving Tom, additional chances to score points, sometimes on a short field, and that's never going to be good for your football team.
Even though the Patriots blanked the Texans here in Week 3, the Pats' defense has improved. Since their mid-November loss to Seattle, where Matt Patricia's D gave up a season-high 31 points and were roundly criticized for it, the Pats have allowed just 12 points per game.
Coming under fire for losing to Seattle, that tells you all about the Patriots, you know, and the level that they're at. But, I mean, you know, now you look at them, you know, this year, it's even different in some ways than it was last year. That's the thing about their defense. It evolves over time based on the type of players that they have.
Houston brings the top-ranked defense to Foxborough this week, but they know they're in for a battle against Tom Brady and his offense.
He's Tom Brady. I mean, he definitely would be one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. So the biggest challenge probably is trying to get to him.
When you come to the Texans' headquarters, the Patriots' connections are hard not to find. Bill O'Brien, George Godsey, Romeo Crennel, Mike Vrabel, and, of course, the biggest one of all, Vince Wilfork.
How grateful I am to be around, you know, the people that I was around and play with some top quality football players, to play with some Hall of Famers. It was a pleasure.
Now, the Texans have had some well-documented problems at the quarterback position. Brock Osweiler in 17 games this season, 16 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. But they could be very dangerous on defense. And tonight's edition of the Belustrator, Bill Belichick shows us just how.
All right, time now for your Belustrator divisional round. Texans, big game Saturday night, Coach. Defensively, what do we got here?
Well, one of the key guys on the field we're going to have to identify and then block is Clowney. Here he is against the Colts coming off the edge, and you see he catches the edge here on Allen. Not only a sack, but strip sack, turnover. Takes away 7 points from the
Colts.
Know
people say, like, well, why doesn't Andrew Luck see that coming? I mean, that's supposed to be protected, correct? That's why, you know, his head's pointing to the right. You know? Yeah. Should have been blocked.
Yep, but he's, you know, he's fast, he's long, he's very athletic, and it's not only sacks, it's turnovers.
Okay.
Another key guy we're going to have to deal with is Merciless, number 59. Here he is down at the edge against Cincinnati and running the corner, sacking Dalton. Very athletic player with good speed and get off. See how quickly he gets off the ball here on the snap. They also use him down inside, sometimes on the center and the guard in their dime defense, so... Merciless, Clowney, you know, two excellent pass rushers.
So you first showed the first play was Clowney lined up on that right side. Will they flip those guys, or are they strictly left-right, or you got to worry which side they go
for? Yeah, they will, and sometimes, you know, Clowney will line up inside, or Merciless will line up inside. So one guy inside, one guy outside. Here's the same play from the end zone.
Gotcha.
Again, you can just see here Merciless coming around trying to look around a hand slap move on the tackle and squeezes the corner. No place for the quarterback to step up here, and that's part of the problem is they get a good inside pass rush, so the quarterback can't move up into the pocket, and that brings those edge rushers into play on the corner.
Okay. Crashes that down. You know, two protections that should have been picked up.
And then from a coverage standpoint, they do an excellent job in coverage. Joseph normally lines up on the offensive right. Bouye lines up on the offensive left, and Jackson lines up primarily in the slot area, although sometimes they will match up. So down here at the bottom, see the slant route here. A.J. breaking on the ball, getting knocked up in the air. Demps has 6 interceptions this year, second in the NFL. He's had a very productive year. And, again, it's a lot of plays like this, tight throws, close coverage. Ball gets tipped, ball gets batted. Free safety's right there to make the play. So we'll be really challenged in terms of our pass protection and for the receivers to get open and create some separation and catch the ball.
All right, big game, primetime Saturday night. Good luck. Go get them, Coach.
All right, thanks, though.
All right, there's your Belustrator. More Patriots All Access. Divisional round right after this.
his third year in the NFL, Connie's having his best year, 6 sacks on the season. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Getting after Brady, that's one person that Brady's going to have to worry about is Clowney, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. They can turn up the pressure. Clowney is, as you said, he's having his best year. He stayed healthy, Mike, and I think he's starting to fulfill, you know, that potential that allowed him to be the number one overall pick. And Whitney Mercilus is another guy that has given the Patriots some problems in the past, not necessarily statistically, but he's a guy that could put pressure. He had a couple of sacks against Oakland.
And when you think about the Patriots and some of their most devastating playoff losses, what has gone wrong for them, guys? It's when the offensive line has a tough game. Think back to last year, the last playoff game they played in Denver. Offensive line had a tough time in that game. Then you go even further back, if you want, to the first Super Bowl against the Giants. Remember, they sold
out.
You know, said that you can run it. We don't even care. We're coming after Tom Brady. So when I think about ways that the Texans might be able to pull off an upset, that would be one thought I had if the offensive line somehow has an uncharacteristically bad day.
Well, the offensive line has been solid all year.
Yes.
Especially lately. I think that group has really come together. I think, you know, we talk about Dante Scarnecchia all the time, and I really do think he's a miracle worker. It's this, it's amazing just how more cohesive, and I understand that they're a lot healthier than they were. Nate Solder wasn't even part of the equation last year, so I give the coach a lot of credit, but I also give the players a lot of credit.
I do want to bring up LeGarrette Blount off the injury report now, out with an illness, but he's hopefully healthy, ready to go, right?
This important storyline to cover here just because of the timeliness of it. You know, he didn't practice the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, and so a lot of people were curious, well, is this illness going to keep him out of this game? Patriots update their injury report today, and he's not even on it anymore. So there was just more of a cautious approach, keep him away from his teammates so that doesn't spread.
Yeah, and what I think that does, Steve, is it allows them, I think the last 3 weeks we've seen them use both Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount sort of as a 1-2 punch. It's been Lewis at first, and then, you know, Blount is kind of the closer. I think that allows them to continue that if they want to go about it that way. We know they always change. They're always a game plan oriented offense, but I think that allows them to do whatever they want, and that's important.
You brought this up last show, and it's a sore subject, but let's go back to 2010. Right. The Patriots beat the Jets in regular season and then lost to the Jets in the playoffs.
That's right.
You don't see that happening. I mean, that.
Well, if,
right?
Well,
I would say it's
listen,
not
Steve,
going
if
to
you're
happen.
Asking me, I'm not going to say it's going to happen, but if you're asking me for similarities, how about this? They were 14-2 that year. They're 14-2 this year. They were the number one seed that year. They're the number one seed this year. Had the first round playoff bye, playing at home. So, and Tom Brady hadn't thrown an interception in 11 straight games.
All right, enough out of you.
So
what do you think?
I'm just saying those similarities. Here's the difference. This team this year is better.
Right.
They're healthier.
Okay.
And if they can't beat the Texans at home, what a disappointment that would be.
Not only is all the stuff that Mike ended with true, the Jets were far superior to Houston. The Jets already had beaten the Patriots in the regular season that year earlier. The Jets, after the 45-3 beatdown, still thought, Mike, I went in the locker room after that game. They still thought they were better. They thought they had a terrible game plan. If you remember, they had Mark Sanchez in a no-huddle offense in the first half of that Monday night game. It's not their style. They thought they were better than the Patriots after losing. Houston does not think they're better than the Patriots.
The only thing I would say is it's just a reminder that anything can happen, and just you can't just roll the ball out there and expect to win.
All right, we got about 45 seconds left. Key players for tomorrow night.
You know, Malcolm Butler in the secondary in particular, there's some individual talent that worries me on Houston, and one of those guys is DeAndre Hopkins. The Patriots, Logan Ryan, Malcolm Butler, these guys have done a really good job on him specifically. You can't allow him to dictate the game. He makes a couple of big plays. That's how you get Mike's formula for an upset.
And I'll go Nate Solder. You heard Bill Belichick in the Belestrator, you know, highlighting Jadeveon Clowney. Well, that's going to be a matchup. He's usually on the defensive right side. That's Nate Solder. Solder on Clowney. Let's watch for it tomorrow
night. Prediction score?
Patriots big, 41-10.
I like the Patriots 27-17, a little bit closer than Paul.
Boy, 41. That's a lot. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that will do it for this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. Thank you all for joining us tonight on this Friday night. We'll kick the night off tomorrow. 1 hour playoff edition of WBZ News at 6. Patriots game days at 7. Pats and Texans kick off at 8:15. And we'll bring you live coverage of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's postgame press conferences on the fifth quarter right after the game. And it's all right here on WBZ. That wraps up this edition of live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. Thank you to the crew behind the scenes. What a show tonight. What a game it will be tomorrow night. Have a great night, everybody. See you later.